We now begin Parshas Mitzoro, the first of the seven lectures, beginning at the beginning of Parshas Mitzoro and ending with Sheni. Remembering that this year that I am recording this particular set of lectures, Tazria and Mitzoro are both read. Many other years, they're read as two separate parshios, and so we treat them as such. I will continue to try to present the material, which is detailed and technical, as clearly and as simply as possible. Obviously, I will, of necessity, be avoiding some of the complexities, some of the difficult issues that arise from the text, and just trying to adhere to the pshat of Rashi, as explained by his various commentaries on Rashi, and of course, there's always an emphasis on the Targum of Unkelus. Last week's parsha, we read in detail about the process by which a blemish or discoloration on the skin is examined by the Kohen and pronounced Tome. We also learned toward the end of last week's parsha, of last parsha of Tazria, in some detail about the discolorations that appear upon a beged, upon a cloth, fabric. Now, in Parshas Mitzora, the Torah gets back to the blemishes upon the human being, upon the person, and takes it the next step. Okay, the person is Tome, what happens next? The Torah says, "Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe lemor, zos tihiye toras ha-mitzoro, biyom tohoroso v'huvo el ha-kohen." That on the day that the mitzora is free of any symptoms, and Rashi stresses, biyom tohoroso, that the process of purifying the mitzora must be in the daytime, so he is brought to the Kohen. It is brought, in other words, the case, the matter is brought to the Kohen. The Kohen himself is not permitted to go into the Machne, but his case, his situation, is brought to the attention of the Kohen. This is the way that Rabbeinu Sadigon and the Chizkuni understand this Vehuvo El HaKohen. Others say, this is the Sforno's approach, and others, Rabbi Yosef Bechor Shor and others, that Vehuvo El HaKohen means the Mitzvah at this point is outside the Machne, he's outside Yerushalayim, but he can be a mile outside, or he can be right outside the gates. Now he comes as close as possible to make it easier for the Kohen to visit him without too much difficulty. Vehuvo El HaKohen. The Kohen can't do it in the city. He goes out a little bit. El Michus LaMachne. V'ro HaKohen. And he observes the place where the Nega was, where the discoloration was. V'hine Nirpo Nega HaTzoras Min HaTzorua. The Nega has been healed. The Nega is gone. The Mitzora is no longer a Mitzora. However, he's Tome. The Mitzora has a halacha of Tumah. Now what happens next? Here goes. V'tzivo ha-kohen v'lokach la-mitaher. Now, the Mitzora is no longer called a Mitzora. He can't be called just an ordinary person because he's not quite there yet. So he is called a mitaher. He's someone in the midst, in the throes of becoming Tohor. He's in the process of becoming Tohor. So the Kohen commands that gathered for this mitaher be shtei tziporim chayos tohoros, two birds of a kosher species, and live birds, meaning healthy birds which are not halachically trefos. Along with these two birds, the eitz erez, a piece of wood from a erez tree, usually translated as cedar. And Rashi says, because this discoloration is in some ways a punishment for arrogance, so as a symbol of arrogance, we have the tall and haughty cedar tree. So there's a twig or a branch from this tree. Ushniso la'as, and a tongue, a strip, a sash perhaps, of silk, the azov, and a plant called the azov, usually translated into English as the hyssop, H-Y-S-S-O-P, which is a somewhat fragrant plant used as a spice. So the gathered to the kohen now are these various ingredients. V'tzivo ha-kohen, now let's attend to the two birds. The kohen commands, v'shochat es ha-tzipor ho-echos, and one of the birds is slaughtered, is shechted, ritually slaughtered. It would seem that this shechita can be done by a non-kohen, by a Yisrael. This is indeed reflected in the Targum Yonasan and various other Mefarshim. However, the Rambam in Hilchas Tumos Tzaras writes, Sha Kohen Shochto, that the Kohen himself performed the Shechita. El Kli Cheres Al Mayim Chayim. And the bird is slaughtered into a Kli Cheres, an earthen vessel containing fresh water. Then, so now that we have a clay vessel full of somewhat bloodied water. Now the Kohen takes es hatzipor hachayo yikachuso, v'es eitzo erez v'es shniatolas v'es hoezov, v'tovalo som v'es hatzipor hachayo. Rashi explains that in this procedure, the three of the ingredients, namely the twig of cedar, the strip or sash of red silk, and the azov, the hyssop herb, they are bound together into an agad, into a bundle. Separate from them, but adjacent to them, is held the living bird. And this combination of the living bird plus the three twig and silk and hyssop, esov, are dunked into the blood in the earthen vessel. Vedam hatzipor hashchuto al hamayim hachayim. Vehizo al hamitaher. Now the Kohen calls over to the mitaher, to the Mitzora in the process of becoming Tahor, and he sprinkles upon him from the water in which the blood of the Tzipor HaShechuto has been shed, and into which the other Tzipor and the three other ingredients have been dipped. And from that, the Kohen sprinkles upon the Mitaher, seven times. It is not clear where upon the body this occurs. It's a machlokes in the Toras Kohanim, and the Rambam rules that the sprinkling takes place on the back of the hand, onto the back of the hand of the mitaher. Others say no, it is sprinkled onto his metzach, onto his forehead. Seven times. V'tiharo, this is a purification process. V'shilach es hatzipor hachayo al pnei hasoda. The living bird, the bird which was not slaughtered, is sent out to fly freely upon the, literally, the face of the field. V'chibes ha-mitaher es begodov. Next step for the mitaher is to launder his clothes. And you remember that I showed you that it depends how the Targum translates v'chibes, whether we translate it to immerse in a mikveh or to launder and to wash and to cleanse. Here, the Targum Onkelos says, v'chibes ha-mitaher es begodov v'tzaba d'midake, meaning he immerses his clothing in order to make them pure. Vegilach es kol sa'oro, and he shaves all of his hair. Verochatz b'mayim v'toher, and he too washes himself, meaning he too immerses himself in a mikvah. And he's now tohor. He has been purified through the hazo'ah, through the sprinkling of the dam, of the blood, and he has also laundered his clothing, or really immersed his clothing in a mikveh, and he too has appeared in the mikveh, and he has had giluach, he has removed all of his hair, his body hair. Now, v'achar yavo al hamachaneh. Now he can go back into the camp. V'yoshav michutz l'ohalo shivas yomim. He can go back into the camp, but he still can't go home. For an additional 7 days, he can't go home, meaning he cannot live with his wife. He cannot engage in marital relations with his wife. And he has this period of 7 days, an odd period, kind of a transition. He's tahor. He's back into the business, so to speak. He can meet his friends and have a conversation and go to Starbucks go back to the base medrash in town, etc. But he can't go to his wife yet. And he waits 7 days. For Hoyov Ayom Hashvi, the end of the 7 days, a second Giluach. One might think he's already had Giluach. He's already basically shaved himself. But now he has to give what seems to be a thorough shaving, even of that which grew during these 7 days. Yigalach es kol sa'oro, all of his hair. Esrosho, eskano, veizkapo seno, of his head, his beard, his eyebrows. Yes kol sa'oro yigaleach, all of his hair. Rashi says, lahovi kol makom konus se'or v'nira, every place where hair gathers and is visible has to be, well, visible hair has to be shorn, giluach. And a second time, at the end of these 7 days, he immerses his clothing in the mikveh, and he too immerses himself in the mikveh, vitoher. Now he is tohar all the way, but he's still what is called halachically, he still is mu'ukav kapora, he still is without full kapora, he still must bring a korban, and that korban cannot be brought, well, these korbanos cannot be brought on day 7, but only on day 8. So on day 8, Uvayom Hashemini, Yikach Shnei Chevosim Temimim, he must take 2 male goats, perfect ones, without any blemish, the kinds of blemish which disqualify a sheep from being a korban. V'chavso achas bashenoso temimo, and a year-old female sheep, also temimo, perfect, without any blemish. 3 different sheep, 2 male, 1 female, and along with them, ushlosho esronim, 3 large measures called esronim of soles, of flour, mincha belulo vashemen, to serve as a mincha, a meal offering of flour plus oil, and in addition, an additional log, an additional small container of just shomen. So on the 8th day, the mitaher, the mitzorah, has to get together 3 zvochim, 3 korbanos, 3 animals, plus the accompanying meal offerings, or korbanos mincha, and a separate container, as it were, of shemen, of olive oil. Now we have a new halacha, which is something we're encountering here, if I'm not mistaken, for the first time, and that is the he'emid ha-kohen ha-mitaher. The Kohen takes the Matahir, the Kohen takes the person who is, V'hemid ha-Kohen ha-Matahir, the Kohen who is performing this purification process, makes stand, Eis ha-ish ha-Mitahir v'osam. Now the Kohen takes the person who is becoming purified, and these sheep and other materials, and makes them stand, presents them, as it were, Lifnei Hashem Pesach O HaMoed, to the gate, to the opening of the courtyard. Rashi says in the Beis HaMikdash, this was the Shar Nikanor, the gate named after the person Nikanor. That gate at the gateway to the Azara, not yet into the Azara, not yet into the temple courtyard, but at the gate of the Korpul courtyard, because after all, this Mitaher is still Mu'ukav or Mechusar Kippurim. He's not Tohor yet. He has to bring his Korbanos, which he obviously has not yet done. So the Kohen now begins to get to work on these three sheep. Sheep number one, the Kohen takes the first sheep, v'hikriv oso, and he offers this first sheep as a korban la'osham, as the type of korban called an osham. This is an asham mitzora. There are various subcategories of the general category called osham, and generally is translated as a fault or a blame offering. And together with it, he also brings the Eslog Hashemen, the container of olive oil, the Heinif Osom Tenufo Lifnei Hashem. And he moves around, he waves around the animal, which he can pick up and hold. It's really just a small sheep. Waves it around together with the Log Hashemen and performs this waving motion, which is known as a Tenufa. This is Sheni. We have now reached Sheni. So we finished lecture number one of Parshas Mitzora. We will pause here and continue Mi'at Hashem, the next lecture of the Sheni to Shlishi of lecture two of Mitzora. This is the end of lecture one of Mitzora.